Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a lifelong citizen of Keokuk. I was I went to school here, but my family did move to Wayland, Missouri for high school, so I spent high school there, so I've been out about 3 or 4 years. Had a love for Keokuk my whole life. I joined the Army National Guard out here and did that right out of school, and then started a family and have remained around here my whole life. After I got out of school and got out of the Guard, I decided to go into construction, and that's been my my job and my career choice since high school.
How long have you served on the City Council?
I've served 2 terms. I'll have 8 years in at the end of the year.
What made you decide that you wanted to seek that third term in office?
I was kind of on the fence at first. I do not like career politicians, but also know that there's still a lot to do with Keokuk yet. We've started making some changes. We're starting to head in the right direction. The government keeps pulling our money back, but we're finding out ways to try to keep Keokuk going and try to get it thriving. And with my background in construction, I think I still have an awful lot to bring to the table on the City Council, especially with our infrastructure and a lot of that type of stuff that I don't see too many other people around the council table sharing that same line of work.
What are also, I mean, you mentioned your kind of background with infrastructure, with construction. What are some of those other qualities or traits that you bring to office?
I'm 55. I have years of of experience in a lot of different aspects. I've had to deal with the public over the years. In the National Guard, I also learned chain of command and discipline and those type of things. I was also in the Boy Scouts, I was a scoutmaster, so I've had leadership there. I've been in the foreman position or supervisor position in construction for almost as long as I've been in, so I've got 20-plus years of running crews and overseeing safety of people and getting projects done in a timely manner.
You mentioned there are some projects that you're wanting to see continue and you feel Keokuk's moving in the right direction. What are some of those projects that you want to maintain and stay around to help see to fruition?
When I was growing up, I saw a lot of streets that were seal-coated, maintained. We kind of got away from that. The money started leaving Keokuk as far as industries and stuff like that. And we kind of got away from that. We do have a new sealer truck. I've pushed real hard that we need to maintain what we already have. We have to keep working forward to bettering what we have. We still have the sewer separation. I'm a licensed plumber. My background in construction has a lot to do with underground utilities, sewer lines, water lines, and that type of stuff. So continuing on with the sewer separation, making sure that it's going forward in an economically good way to go as far as not spending extra money. Spending money we don't have to spend, keeping things tight, getting the best bang for our buck. I'd still like to see our riverfront develop. We have an asset here. We're kind of limited on the railroad because the railroad does kind of stop us in some of what we can do, but we have a beautiful riverfront. We need industry back in here badly. We need the good-paying jobs back in here so that we can get the people working to have the money to put back into the community to bring the housing up to where the standards need to be. So there's just a lot we've been doing, we're working towards, and I'd like to continue that.
What do you see as the City Council's role? What as an alderman could you do to help bring more high-quality jobs, high-paying jobs, bring just in more jobs in general to Keokuk? What would you be able to do on the council?
I have sat through a few meetings and meet and greets with senators and governor in the past years and stuff. I've met with a few of the other businesses, got to sit in. I don't get to go to as many as I want because of my line of work. I'm not retired, so I make as many of those as I can. In the industry I'm in, a lot of times I'll be able to talk to and get to know other industries that are coming in just because of my line of work, and try to help sell the city as a good, viable place to bring their company through my construction industry.
You mentioned the streets early on. Is that something that Keokuk should consider again, doing a bonding plan to do more of them? Or do you think the approach right now of repairing the mill and fill on maybe a smaller amount, but doing that more regularly, what do you think is the best approach, kind of going a few at a time with mill and fill, or borrowing money and trying to do more at once?
I think with the sewer separation in full swing and trying to comply, I think that doing our smaller projects, let the sewer separation do some, let us pay attention to some of the smaller ones instead of the bonding. Another thing we really have to do is maintain what we have, and that is your chip and seal. And I've been preaching that for 8 years, and there was a safety issue with the old truck. We've got a new truck now. This year we was going to go full steam, and as everybody knows, the weather did not cooperate. Then we end up with flooding, and we was picking up a lot of debris Mother Nature was throwing at us instead of being able to maintain the streets we've had.
We may have touched on it already here, but what do you see as the biggest challenge facing Keokuk over the next 4 years, and how would you work to address it on the council?
Oh, the biggest challenge, that's a good question. We have a lot of challenges. I think every town does. We, first and foremost, need to take care of what's already here. We have to try to make sure that we keep the industry, the businesses, the local businesses that we have here. And we need to provide for the younger generation to try to get them to stay here and see that it's a viable community to help build it, you know, with their young eyes and their young, smart brains, you know. We need them to buy into that this is a place that's great to raise a family.
What's the first way to do that? I mean, that's so many communities are fighting that brain drain. How does Keokuk work on that?
Oh, that's a good question. My background doesn't get into philosophy very well, but I would have to say, first and foremost, in my experience, is lead by example. If we can keep instilling in our young people that Keokuk is vibrant, even though you don't have the big cities, that it is a safe haven. There's a lot of drugs out there. There's a lot of crimes and stuff. Not that we don't have those problems, but our problems aren't near as big. So I think as far as setting a good example, teach by leadership, I think that is probably the first step. That's not the only step, but that is probably one of the main first steps.
Looking at some of the specific issues going on, the city is working on the Southeast Iowa Development Center. It received a grant, a federal grant of $1 million to work on that. Do you support that project?
Yes, I do. We got that. We have a potential to put something in there that will also bring more of the technology side of things, I believe, with the labs and those type of things. There's so much going on in big industry, and I see it with Roquet. I've seen it in other industries where they're using other countries are coming in because they want our products, but they have to find ways to make it work for what they want. And the labs are very critical in a lot of different industries, and where that building has its laboratories in it, and we have young minds and a community college, this is right here close to home that we can hopefully bring in those other businesses or the other countries or the other states and have people come in here and start working on products that we can start producing in Keokuk with people from Keokuk and starting to ship it out into the rest of the world.
On another business-type front, the city years ago loaned Amjet money. Amjet has been asking for an extension to pay that money back as they work on their hydroelectric turbine prototype. Is that do you support allowing more time for that company to pay back the loan so that they can continue to work on their prototype?
Yes, I do. In the very beginning, I was actually on the council when Amjet came to the council and was asking for the deal. And I'm all for the wind industry, the hydroelectric industry, trying to get away from the fossil fuels fund and other avenues as the United States and the world grows to make technology work. So I was definitely for that in the beginning. And then I have asked several times because I hadn't gotten an update. And they have updated us. They've told us where they're at. They're still making progress. If it was going to happen overnight, somebody else would be doing it. This guy is really 100% behind it, and we're behind him. We're hoping that it will continue to grow, and that it'll be very viable to Keokuk and to Iowa. And yes, I am for the extension. If we don't get the extension, we're still not going to get much out of it, because he'll have to find another avenue to get to revenue to continue building, and I'd hate to lose out on that, and I think he has a good product.
Keokuk is going to be moving into a new city hall at some point here following the fire that destroyed the former city hall. There's a lot of talk, though, about the need for another facility for the city, the police and fire department, and the need for a new location. Should those talks be going on right now as well, saying, well, if we're looking at this new city hall, we're going to be moving in there, we need to take a closer look at the police and fire department?
The police and fire department is definitely a building that we need to do something with. We really have to get into city hall as soon as possible. It does make it hard on our staff. It does make it hard on our citizens to get into a secure place where we know right where City Hall is and we feel comfortable going there. It's still kind of, it's not bad, but we do need to get into our own place. That's a hard one. Do I think it's the best time to look at it? It's definitely time to kind of think about it and consider it. But I think if we get too sidetracked, we get too many irons in the fire, we might have, we might overlook something, or we might not get the best of what we need. We might be persuaded by a distraction from the other one. The police and fire building definitely needs a lot of work. It does not suit what we do nowadays. It was built in the 50s. Being a plumber, I've been through it. I know how much money we spend in HVAC just to maintain what's there. And we do need to look in the near future to put something in place for them. Now, whether that be with them and some other departments, that's kind of a study we've looked at, but we've never really set a time and said, hey, we need to get this going now. The sewer separation has had our plate full, and then with the fire on top of that, the police and fire have been kind of backed off. So I think we probably ought to keep it in mind, kind of discuss it, but maybe not go forward with it like we are with the city hall and stuff.
Does Keokuk need a rental inspection program? Is that something you would support?
We do need something for the safety of the citizens. I hate to say it, back 30, 40, 50 years ago, when most of the properties were probably locally owned, I don't think you had near the issue. But nowadays, with the internet, with the electronics, where people can buy properties online at the drop of a hat and we have people living in them, there is potential for safety issues, fire hazards and stuff like that, and we don't need to lose anybody to something that's been overlooked. So I think we do need something in the rental to start making sure that our citizens have a safe place to live.
Keokuk has one of the larger city councils in the area, 9 members. Do you think that's enough? Is that too many? What do you think when it comes to the number of people on the council?
I've been asked that question by other people in other towns, and I was just brought up. I was talking to a council member in Fort Madison the other day at lunch, and he asked why. And I said, well, I don't know why it originally started out that way, and we have talked about dropping it down. But I also know that sometimes more minds, more ideas might get you a better outcome. Dropping 2 people, would it help? I don't know. It's also going to make our quorum size smaller as far as during vacation time and stuff, and trying to have enough people there to have a quorum, to have a meeting that really needs to go, or somebody being sick. I think that might be an issue. I like the way we're set up right now. I really like having all the other people sitting at that table with myself, because there are times that they bring up an idea that maybe I overlooked or hadn't even thought of in that direction yet. So I do like the number that we have right now.
And kind of on a sidebar of the council, a number of other communities, they put their meeting videos up online, or they put them on social media so residents can more easily see them. Is that something you'd like to see Keokuk move towards, is putting the recordings of the meetings up on social media, up online, and then maybe even recording the workshops as well?
I do. There are a lot of people, more and more I'm finding out, that are using different medias to watch their television or watch their shows and stuff, and I don't think the 1950s media is reaching as many people as what the media is today. I think it would be really good. It seems to be a trend in the younger generation to use social medias to do different things outside of the newspaper or the radio, and I think the more you can get out the information that's going on at City Hall, the more you can make it readily available and easier for people to obtain the information. I think there's less speculation. I think there's less finger pointing. And I'm all about transparency. I think that you can't get transparent enough being in a local government. You need to get that information out there, and I do believe that social media is definitely a good way to get the younger generation out there, and then here again, try to help get them to buy into Keokuk, stay here, and make it a viable place.
One of the issues that is quickly becoming no longer an issue is the barge that Keokuk acquired and found out that it would take much, much more money than originally thought to turn that into a project. What did you learn off of that project that you would use if you were elected to the council going forward in those types of decisions?
I would say it's kind of the old saying, haste makes waste. I really hate to quote that because I was one of them, and there are times where, you know, an opportunity only presents itself for a short window, and you need to go and you need to make it fast. There was some false pretenses in my eyes as far as reports that they had on the barge. The quality of the reports I don't feel are even relatively close to the report that we hired done. The way I understand it, the report that we got basically come from a company that does cruise liners and that type of inspection. So we kind of, in my eyes, we went from a more of a very vague inspection to getting one of the most thorough investigations as far as the condition of the barge. So that really put us in a bad spot. We was looking for a way to utilize our riverfront and to bring something different to it that other towns didn't have or something that we needed in this area, a conference center. We would really like to host more politicians from the state down here in Keokuk instead of having to go to a convention center in North Lee in Des Moines County or something like that. So that was kind of one of the things we looked at. But because things happened so fast, we didn't get a chance to really thoroughly inspect and double-check what we was getting into, and it bit us. But there again, if you don't take chances, you'll never gain either. So I'm trying to be more thorough on the next project, trying to ask more of the right questions, I guess. It was definitely a learning adventure for myself.
John, we've covered a number of topics. Is there anything that I haven't thought to ask you about that you'd like to comment on?
I just would really like to see the citizens of Keokuk remember that this is a very beautiful part of the Midwest, of Iowa. We are unique. We have two county seats. That's not a bad thing. That is a strong thing. We're not the only ones in this, in the United States with that. We have a river here. We have an interstate not very far away from us. We have a very beautiful place to live. And if everybody would go back to the older ways of you can trust me with a handshake, the family values, and that type of stuff, and pull together as a community, we can make this a strong community it was back in the 80s and before.